Morning. Okay, begin the general session. We need to approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
What happened to Mr. Onesian? He left.
I'll second that.
Sir Clyde moved. Sean seconds. Any additions to the agenda?
Okay.
You want to do the repair thing to the agenda? Add that to the agenda? Okay. So we're going to add, Rudy wants to add repairs to the station and to the, you know, the different repair issues that have been going on to the agenda without objection. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Public comments. Anybody want to address the board on anything that's going on? Sure.
I can. It's good to see all of you guys. And so I wanted to come up and let you know that Public Works, remember the drainage situation? So we are looking at that. But I want to let you know that what I'd like to do is we're going into budget season, and it would be in the best of the interest for me to place it in my budget because it will be an expensive process.
Right.
It could be anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000, maybe more, and I have to work with flood and Public Works. So in the past, they told me that they had done a little bit of fixing on this, but it was never like the right fix. So this time, we want to fix it once and for all. So those pictures that were sent to me and the situation, we're looking at that, and we're going to move forward in the next budget and working with Dan, Sherry, and Lynn through the process. So I did want to give you guys that update and let you know that's something that I'll keep you up on. And that's really about what I have.
Yes, sir.
Mary.
Yes, sir.
Nice to see you again.
Oh, nice to see you.
I talked to Joe the Wednesday for Public Works,
mm-hmm.
and he put me in touch with your floodplain planner guy.
Okay.
But he's not back till Tuesday, so he said they would both call me.
Okay.
Just to kind of keep us in the loop on it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get an idea what their plan is.
Yeah, no, and I
so
and
that's
I appreciate
where we
that.
Are with that. And then after he calls me, I should do meeting minutes or something.
Okay.
Let everybody know what we said.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't talk about budget. That's probably something that you're aware of that you
yeah.
have to get involved with. But they did tell me they've been looking at it, and they don't obviously have a plan yet, but
we're working on it.
Yeah,
working
on it. So anyway, thank you.
Yeah, you're
yeah.
welcome.
Yeah,
we
thank you
the
very
cost.
Much. Yeah.
Yeah, we see the cost, and
mm-hmm.
It's easier for me to not roll in with, hey, I'm going to spend $100,000 plus, and it wasn't budgeted for. Cause
right.
to be honest, as supervisors, the first thing I look for mm-hmm. is was this budgeted or was this
right.
not? And you guys live on a budget, so you
right.
understand.
Right.
But I just wanted to give you that. Thank
right.
you for your time.
Are you going to stay, Mary, or are you going to...
Well,
go
I was going to go unless you had any more questions. I don't ever want you guys... I want you to know that I'm a presence here for you.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm not just here for a pancake breakfast raiser or whatever. I really am a person that wants to do the best I can for you as a supervisor. So I don't want to intrude on what you do, but at the same time, I want you to know I'm here and I'm very available.
Well, good.
Thank,
so,
you.
Thank
you.
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming, but you don't have to sit through all the rest
okay.
of the boring crap.
So that's good.
And if anybody has any questions for you, mm-hmm. now is the time to ask her.
Any questions?
None.
Rudy's
going pretty much directly with Public Works.
That's good.
Calling you, you got
yes. No.
And if it involves you, somebody will let you know or something.
They keep me in the loop. And, you know, I am the I'm the person that represents the people. And so they know that I'm working with you and that I'm very aware of what's going on. And so they'll work with you because they're the professionals and they know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I only know how to keep at it and kind of nag everybody to death. that's what I do, and I think I'm pretty good at that.
Hey, Matt,
I think the other is maintain Big Bug Road.
Oh, Big Bug Road. Yeah, I've heard about that too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been a 20-year... It's a thorn in everyone's side.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I have heard.
Everybody keeps going. It's their responsibility. And
yeah.
It's, yeah.
So
yeah.
actually, we talked about this earlier in our executive meeting. Mark Heron has been the contractor that has really maintained that road for 20 years. In a couple of years, he's moving. Life is going to be very different then.
Yeah.
So we will, good, we'll get through this one project,
Yeah, let's get through this.
Yeah.
It'll do me good. We'll get through this one, and then we'll look at other things. I will keep that in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
And be aware of that, and I'll eventually give little pieces to Dan Cherry and say, hey, what about Big Bud?
Right.
Well, back, yeah, back in the day, they did Fallen Road all the way to Breezy Pines because it was neat.
Uh-huh.
Now there's a need here.
Yeah.
Right. As more and more homes are built, things like that.
Mm-hmm. The way
All right. The way that density is going is just crazy.
Right.
I may be the smallest district, but honestly, I am the most populated and density community. And so, yeah, I may be small, but I have a lot of people to answer to.
Right, right.
So, okay, Mary, you're way over.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Gotta love Mary.
Yeah,
wow.
No kidding. Thanks for coming on here. Right.
Yeah, which,
not so
old. What's she doing in government? She's actually trying to do something.
Yeah.
Nice lady.
And she's nice. She's new. That's right. That's all good.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, we all hello.
Yep.
You guys.
She's a good gal.
I am constantly reminded about open mics and things like that. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
That was a positive comment.
Yeah, right. There you are. Yeah. It was. They were before they went the other way, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Conrad, do you have anything to say? We'll talk about you later. We'll talk about you later, yeah. Okay. President's report. I do have a little thing. Somebody asked.
Nothing to be embarrassed about.
It is to be embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed about that. I think Clyde is with me, and I was saying, you know, what a great board this is. Okay. I don't know what else. Somebody said, is this the best board you've had? Well, you know, it's close. It really is. I'm so proud to be part of it. Really, because if you think about what's going on here, if you were at the beginning in 2010, 2009 when you were on the board, it was so much different. And Roger too. Roger went through some very bad times there, at the beginning of this, and we had some growing pains. But just look at the involvement with this board in the community. You guys up in the Big Bug are doing things all the time up there. You know, you're plowing, you're drilling, you've got your tractor and things. Lance and Clyde are, always down here doing things with us. Rudy and his, and John with Walker Day. Everybody has an involvement in what's happening. We've had good board members who were good board members. They were good boards, and we got things along, but they weren't as involved as you guys are
in the
day-to-day or the community activities and things that are happening. So it really has been great to work and have that cohesive thing. So I think it's really good.
Thank you. I won't say what I was going to say. Thank you.
All right. So having said that, Secretary's report, speaking of issues.
Yeah, issues. All right. Minutes and audio recording from the last month's meeting were sent out from the website. The minutes for the September meeting are now complete. They will be sent to be put onto the website today.
Well, we need a motion to accept October meetings as amended, because you have a copy that was then amended by Lance and Rudy. Did Rudy have some input?
It was Roger's part of the report.
Roger, all right, and okay.
So the motion is to accept the October report
as
amended.
Right.
Okay.
John makes that motion. Have a second.
Oh,
Sean,
sorry. September is amended.
September is amended.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Is
amended. And then
do further.
Sean seconds. All in favor? Okay, now October. Those are okay without anybody have any changes to the October.
You can make a motion to accept the October, unless there's any questions. Yes.
John makes a motion. Makes a second.
Second.
Sean takes seconds. So you've taken over for Terry Fiske.
That's what he told me to do when I talked to him. He goes, whatever Johnny O says, just second
You'll
be fine.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. See that.
So, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay. Treasurer's report.
Okay, I got a mouthful here.
Yeah.
All right. So, Progressing on the 637, the IRS came back and wanted all the officers and their information. Got that sent off, so haven't heard back yet, and I got the accountants watching for it. Next, the big one is the credit card issue. So I sent out an email after I got way late at the bank. So I don't know if you guys all had a chance to read over that.
Mm-hmm, sure.
So we still got the account, the credit card account open. But I'm sitting on the last payment. And then it's closed. So I went to Country Bank because that's where we've got everything else. And I sat down with Mary, and she suggested the business debit cards. And I think you see the reason why I recommend we do that. Because with credit cards, you got one guy in control of that account. And if he falls off the face of the earth, we're back to where all we have to do is just wait till it closes. You know, with the debit cards, all the signers on the account, you being Clyde, and two of you can go down and make changes.
Okay.
So, you know, I looked into the protection, the fraud protection stuff, and, you know, what we did there. So, if that's okay with you guys, I recommend we do that. I got to get 5 signatures, and then in a week or so, we would get new cards.
Okay. The signatures are today? We sign this today?
Yeah, well.
Or do I have to go to the bank and do it?
No, you can sign them. So, like, I could, if you want, I could go and get a hold of Mark and Bud and just get them to fill this out. And then I take this down, give it to Mary,
mm-hmm.
and then the card will come in the mail.
Issues the cards.
Okay, you're talking about signatures of people that aren't already signers.
Right. So, well, you would need to sign to get a card.
Okay.
You would need to sign, and then...
Don't we need 2 signatures for the approval on this document?
Yes, and then 2 signatures for the approval.
But you two can do that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
Okay. All right, so you're making the motion that we let the credit card lapse or close the credit card account and in its place get debit cards.
Well, we have no control over it unless we keep an open balance at this point.
Right, that's correct. So it's going to close on its own, but
yeah.
You're going to let it happen.
It has to.
Yeah. And then and replace those credit cards with debit cards from the bank account.
Then the second tier of this is how do we control that? So Mary at the bank said, hey, we need to sweep some of the money in the checking into the money market.
Right.
And then maintain the checking account so we could maintain a balance equivalent to what these guys would need to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And the monthly billing, you know, for, you know, what the accountants cover.
Okay.
And then just keep in communication, and if it needs refilled, I've got access now. I can get online, sweep money, or I can call the bank.
There's no automatic rebalance.
Yeah, I was just going to ask that same. How is that it's a software.
Yeah,
thing.
That's how most
no
companies would do it. Right.
No, I looked into that,
yeah.
Like an overdraft protection.
Yeah,
it.
Like, well, I would call it auto balancing, but. Yeah.
No, not with Country Bank.
Okay, you know, as long as you're willing to periodically look at it.
And the accountants could do it too, where
right.
They go to pay bills and they can, I mean, they're right there, they're logged in, they can see,
right.
I got money here and I don't have enough here.
What target number are you looking for? In the accessible account, the debitable account.
Well, it's going to vary, isn't it?
Well,
depending on.
Yeah.
You guys have never done more than $1,100 in a month. So if we had $2,500 to $5,000 cash reserves sitting there, and
sure.
then
if Roger needs to make a $5,000 purchase, he lets you know.
Yeah,
you know,
send a text or an email and
send some funds that way. And
so, I guess my thought would be. If we make it as low as $2,500, I feel like we're turning it into a full-time job for someone.
Right.
Log in every morning.
My first thought was $10,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we got
just
even we run with it.
Yeah.
At months close to $20,000.
Right. Okay.
So.
Oh, because the new funding directly deposits into that account.
Well, no. The, we've got fire truck repair, insurance.
He's talking about expenses.
Oh, I understand. Okay.
Light bill,
okay,
ABS,
gotcha.
All
gotcha.
That. You know.
Right, right.
But rather than $125,000, maybe $25,000.
Right.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
And then, you know, I think I haven't logged on yet, but I think I can send an alert that will email me if we get down to $5,000.
Okay, gotcha.
And then I can jump on it.
Okay.
And I think the accountants are on board to help them.
Okay.
So right. what would a number be?
Yeah. what are you recommending that we keep in the checking account?
I'd say we start with $25,000 and
okay.
go from there. And like I say, there's still fraud protection. It's
sure.
just it
right.
takes longer.
Right.
Right.
To resolve that.
But to Roger's point, you don't want to have to be checking
Bumping
it every day because you had to buy
days.
Three sets of tires and you know
right.
it was $9,000.
Right. Right. Right.
And everything
okay. Good. I mean,
okay. So the motion is right. What? Okay, we're going to have one motion, or do you want to do this all in one motion? Or
let's
do
it all in one motion, like a Band-Aid.
Yeah, I have your check. We have like 5 minutes. Okay. Adam gave it to me a long time ago. But keep in mind, if you ever need somebody to come out and sign, somebody need a contract or pay, just shouldn't be an email all around. I'll run down and meet him, give him a check.
Was he still on the signer?
Yep. The Country Bank, I am.
I thought
I have no idea who's
I thought it was just us three because I don't
yeah,
remember.
We went down and changed
when she checked it.
No, that's right. Did you ever go down and sign again?
Not recently, no.
No. Okay.
No, probably not.
So I'll give the check back then.
Okay.
So we can try to flesh this out, make a motion.
We're gonna. We have to probably do this in two motions, I think.
Okay. Yeah, do two motions because we've got his report and
okay.
we've got this.
Okay. Well, no, that's a third report.
That's the third one then.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So right. okay, your motion. Is to close the credit card account
with which bank is it with now?
BMO.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then go and convert that over to Countrywide.
Yeah. This has to be pretty concise in your minutes here, because that's what
yeah.
it's going
to. Motion to close the credit card account with
BMO.
BMO
Harris.
Harris. Yeah.
And open. Debit cards.
Country.
Yes.
Country
Bank.
Okay. I don't know if you saw that too. Country Bank was changing hands next spring.
Okay.
But we've lived that through. We lived through that
a
couple times. Okay.
Country
so
Bank.
That's. I don't think it needs to be any more. I don't think it needs to be any more complicated than that.
Motion
okay.
to close the credit card account with BMO Harris Bank and open a debit card account with Country Bank.
Okay. That's the first motion
yep.
from.
Yeah,
I'll second
on
Clyde's motion.
No, it's Lance's motion.
Okay, fine.
That's on the current account.
Right, that's the current account. So you're going to close the credit cards and open debit cards, okay? That's so Johnny O seconds?
Sure.
Okay. Any more discussion? Okay, all in favor? Okay. Second motion is in the debit card or the checking account is to move all but $25,000 into
money
the money market
account.
Wait, the debit?
In the checking account. In the checking account. Move all but $25,000 to the money market account.
And we'll manage that as needed.
Yeah.
If it needs to go higher or lower.
Right.
Right. But that will take action by the board. Once you said you're going to keep $25,000 in there, then you have to word this in a way that says, the checking account balance should be no more than $25,000.
Okay.
All right. That's a simple. That's okay. The checking account balance should be no more than $25,000. Excess funds should be transferred to the money market account.
And since we're here, and no less than five. I mean, is there a no less than number,
no.
or not necessary?
I don't think
okay.
So. No.
Okay.
Okay. So that's okay. So you have that. Now, okay.
So Lance makes a motion to transfer $25,000 into the checking account and maintain it at that level,
right?
And keep the remainder in the money market account.
That's correct.
Okay.
And authorized users of the debit card are selected. How are we going to select those?
Right now,
does it have to be board action, or is it by the treasurer?
No, I think it should be board.
Okay. So, who's authorized to have credit card or debit card?
You, Rudy, Roger, Mark, and
Bud.
basically the same as the current credit card situation.
Do one of you, two need them?
I got the keys to the...
You got the keys to the bank, so you know, okay, so that's not good for you, all right. And Rudy's local, and he's doing the maintenance.
I'm supposed to be...
Secretary?
I'm taking it up.
What about the secretary?
Any time I may need anything, I'm going to do the pancake breakfast and buy all this stuff.
And get reimbursed.
I got reimbursed.
Okay, all right. Okay, so that would be the second sentence of that motion. Right.
So
authorized users will be...
Additionally authorize the user of the debit cards to be Bill, Rudy, Roger, Mark, and Bobby.
Actually, why don't you just make it the president, the fire chief, board member responsible for
maintenance,
and people designated by Roger.
By the fire chief.
There you go.
Good point. And
you're not leaving. Right. We have to make a decision on January, you know, about this. You're not quitting.
It's probably tied to whether or not that hat ever makes an appearance.
It might.
No, I'm saying this as long as you guys will have me, but at some point I'll annoy enough of you that you'll boot me out.
That chance. Okay. So you got it? Clyde?
All right. Additionally authorized users of the debit card, president, building maintenance, fire chief, and certain volunteers.
Designated by the fire chief.
Okay.
Because, you know.
Okay.
That's Lance's motion. Is that okay with you, Lance?
Yeah.
Second?
All right. Got it. Sure.
Johnny, your seconds? Any discussion about this?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anything else we need to clean that up in terms of the bank? I think those are simple motions.
Makes sense, right. Yeah. Thank you, though, for that is a lot of dug through some
gravel. How many trips to the bank?
That, so.
About six.
This was a thing once. Do you need to produce minutes at the bank?
Yes.
Is that what we just did?
That's what we just did.
To make sure
that
they'll
right.
understand it?
Right.
Okay.
They asked for that, but
good point.
He can actually send that motion as an individual. He doesn't have to send the whole minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He just sends the motion, or the authorization.
Yeah. You're right. Just the one is all that would be necessary. Right.
Yeah, and then in wrapping this up, I did. Mary gave me a paper where if one of us on the bank gets voted out.
Mm-hmm.
We can walk down to the bank the next day, hand that to her, and it's the next guy's problem. So we won't get in this, you know.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
You know that signer hasn't been here
for 3 treasurers back.
Yeah.
Right.
So just trying to clean, streamline all this. And
yeah, and it wasn't that Steve wasn't willing to go do this. It was just. He's on vacation someplace, so when we went to the bank, he wasn't available, so I would just...
And the bank really had no clue what was going on. It,
no.
It took some digging.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it wasn't until that last visit, they go, oh, we just can't transfer it to you.
Yeah.
We have to close it. And it looks like they've already done that.
Right.
They did.
That's BMO?
Yeah.
Remind me not to...
It's not only BMO. We do it in another group I'm in. They had the exact same problem, and they hadn't dealt with it either. You know, and you had an hour-long discussion about this because the new treasurer that came in was ranting and raving, and just totally macro. Okay.
Well, maybe it's appropriate for me just to make a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
We haven't had a treasurer's report.
We're
halfway through.
All right, sorry.
We're going to
sleep,
Johnny.
I didn't mean to be disrespectful.
Hey, you want to go home? You got someplace to go?
All
right. So we're done with the...
Yes. I was with the credit card.
Oh, that's right. You're right. I haven't heard any numbers.
Yeah. Okay, so total assets are at $320,289.11. It's down from last month, about $6,000. Cash in the bank is $211,917 and some change, down from last month by about $4,000. Net income was a negative $9,000 this month. Liabilities are $3,000, which is the credit card outstanding, which we'll get taken care of now. Total expenses were $9,381. budget. I saw a deal where our, you know, and again, that was figured and it's looked at by the accountant on the spreadsheet as an average, and it does this.
Right.
But this month, the donations look low and the costs look high, and it just kind of alarmed me.
Right.
And I want to take and plot all that just so we can see, because there's two seasons where they correct themselves.
Yeah.
And I just want to be able to make metrics that where we're not on a downhill slide.
Right, right.
And like Adam's comment, oh, I saw the newsletter coming out. I'm getting ready for the donation.
Yeah, I got a chuckle out of that. Yeah.
I saw that right after I saw this blip in the balance sheet. I went, oh, you know.
Right. I got a laugh out of that.
And then for trash collection, we're basically flat. It went down basically the cost of the accounting fees, $140.
Yeah.
So that's because we haven't made, but at the time the accountant's report, the payment had been made yet, which is $1,800.
Yeah.
And we're getting ready to probably throttle that back on the number of dumpsters too, right?
Yeah, in terms of the trash collection, I don't need to intercede in your report, but
yeah,
there's going to be changes there, and we need to talk about what to do with that $25,000. And that report is an annual report, right, from December to January, right, or January to December, and our WFPA is from May, June. So there's always that, you know, the influx of money for Walker Trash is at the end of December, January. Uh-huh. And we're now starting to get confusing the entries. Our one guy paid $180 in September, mm-hmm. thinking he's going to go September to September.
Right.
But, you know, we're in January, December. So the more people we get involved as subscribers, there's always more issues because they just don't understand. They just think it's...
Well, then we amended the contracting document last year.
Yeah.
And people don't read it.
They don't read it. They just sign it and send it.
And I get questions all the time who to call on that.
Yeah.
So
call Linda Emmett or me.
Right.
Linda Emmett. Yeah.
And I'll get called because everyone wants it.
928-778-2566.
I also get calls from people asking what the code is, usually right around January 5th or something, and they somehow didn't get it. Right.
It's on the receipt, but they don't. It's just in the little notes at the bottom.
So can they make that bigger and just make it bigger and say, please don't share this? I mean, make it pretty obvious?
The answer is yes, they can, but they don't.
They don't.
And who's they?
We changed the contract and the language and everything to just try and fix some of these issues last year, and the people just don't read it. They just, you know, it's like,
it's
great.
Even if it was bigger.
Even if
they still miss it.
No.
I mean, have you seen the signs and all the signs and stuff we put out?
Right.
They're this big.
Right.
People still don't see them.
Right, right.
They can walk right up to them and just put, you know, a refrigerator in the dumpster.
That's right.
Well, anyway, that's, sorry. There's $25,000 in that stupid account. We're only going to need maybe five.
And there is something on the balance sheet showing where there's a budgeted amount to turn over that hasn't acted yet. So
right.
I assume that's.
Yeah, we have, because that changes every year. The amount of profit out of that keeps growing each year. And
that goes well, then, doesn't it?
It is. It's a moneymaker. There's no question.
Next thing is, we'll be buying our own garbage truck and screw Republic. We'll do it ourselves.
I heard this being talked about consolidating the three companies.
Really?
Down to one.
I mean, if they can come up with an efficiency, kind of like the shuttle service.
Garbage/slash tender.
Well, I hope they.
Right.
I hope they have.
What are you calling about? Fire or garbage removal?
Service. They have service in their process because they're terrible.
All right, I got two more quick. One is, I finally rounded up. This is a list of all our accounts, passwords, contacts for all the banks, PayPal, the accountants, the 501c tax number.
Yeah.
So I can hand this out to anybody that wants it.
I'll take one.
Yeah, I wouldn't need access to it.
All right. But I just wanted to know.
That's well done. Thank you. Yeah.
That's great.
Then the only other thing I was going to clean up and ask is going through those boxes of old account stuff is where do we keep copies of our insurance policies, bingo license, business
the
stuff?
The secretary should be the keeper of the record. Yeah.
Okay.
I have everything electronically.
Should it be? Okay, good.
Oh, cool. Does a copy of the insurance policy come to you?
If it goes to Bill, Bill then he sends it to me, and I put electronic copy in electronic file.
So, for instance, and that does come up once in a while about coverage. Does the policy go to you, and do you in fact forward it to?
Files? Yeah, I mean, I don't keep it. It comes here, or it goes to the accountant. He's the one
right.
Gets it in the mail.
Right.
And then I don't know what he does with that policy. He doesn't give it to me.
So he should know to send that to our
right.
secretary. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And then the coverage for insurance, that's a certificate of insurance that you send to the person. That doesn't come from us.
Right.
When somebody
mean,
asks for
it. Somebody asks for it, correct.
Yeah.
Right. And that's probably...
Yeah, I don't have any insurance policies.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I'll take care of that. Because that does come up from time to time where people would like to see coverage.
Okay.
Yeah. And we just got another bill for... VFIS.
Right. And they do it, is it monthly? Does that sound right?
No, so we got one.
Quarterly, maybe.
Right.
How much is it?
It was like $2,600 each
yeah. monthly.
So the $2,600 sounds like
quarterly
to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it said that it was listed as the December installment.
All right.
And the last one, I think, happened in June.
Yeah. December, but 6 months.
So could it be?
We're only paying $5,000 a year.
No, we're paying
more
$12,
like $16,000.
Yeah. I'll call Jody about that, and then I'll also get insurance policy to Clyde. Just get a copy there.
I tried to
get that done annually, and she said there's no price break at all for. They just whatever their system is, and I thought it was quarterly. That's the same deal. Same thing. Yeah. We would have an option if we just wanted to pay an annual just for the nuisance, just to get it over with. We're making, what, 1% money market? 2? I don't know.
0.25.
Get it out. 0.25.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
saving this money, I calculated it, we'd make another $16 a month.
Right. So I don't mind money markets like 1.7 or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to change.
0.25.
Because it's not locked in. It's in and out.
Well, it's not a CD, but still a money market. Yeah,
by definition,
we have to get above a quarter of a million to get half a point.
Maybe because it's a business account, so they don't give us the same options. That might be it. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I guess I would believe that because the accessibility that we have and all that. Right. Okay.
Okay. Now we take a motion to accept the
plan. Well, I would love.
I'm done.
Thank you, really, again, for your hard work. This has done a great job organizing this whole thing. I'll make a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
I will second.
Just a point of information. I just found all of our renewal policy, all of that stuff.
Okay.
I forwarded it to Clyde just now, so
it's
something
good
that you don't need to ask.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Oh, so you had it.
Well, Roger's usually in on the loop with that.
Everyone has it in their archive and their email. Going to search for it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Thanks. And then I'm going to catch at least you three for signatures before we get out of here.
Okay. We got 11 minutes, Bill. What are you going to do now?
Well, I thought we were going to go to 10 o'clock today because I don't have any place to go.
Let's
vegging out this week.
Crazy. All right.
I'm tearing up my credit card here.
In Roger's report, you said there were delays with the SCBA.
So we're not there yet.
Yep. You know that I come up from Phoenix usually every week or sometimes two or three times a week. If you need me to pick them up and bring them up, I can do that sometime.
If that were the issue, that would be awesome.
That would be the only easy one. Yeah.
Okay, we need to vote on the treasurer's report. Any other discussion about the treasurer's report?
No, I love it.
You got a second and a motion and a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, all right, now. Roger, it's your turn.
No calls in October. Training procedures. Drafting procedures unique to Tender 83, and the other training was procedure/guideline for responding to structure fires. Fleet, no vehicles currently in for maintenance. facilities. Just a slight update. The keyless entry is now installed and, you know, working as best as I can tell. Given the combination to the two firefighters who live up there, I mean, it'll be known through the department, but beyond that, I'm not sure who should have that info.
I'd like to have it if that's okay, just in case, because I'll get calls sometimes.
Okay, well, I kind of feel like I'm taking direction from the board on who should have it. So if you want it, that's fine, obviously. Personnel. Firefighter Bobby Stewart has been approved to open his engine boss task book. This is a potentially big deal for the department if he is successful, which is, you know, that sort of thing is not a given. Setting the right expectation, this is often a multi-year process once the task book is opened. He goes out on fires as a private contractor, so there's a good chance that he can get this done. If it happens, then it kind of opens the door to us to, you know, being able to either send patrol off district or help in incidents that are, you know, close to home, that, you know, which has not been an avenue that's open to us. If you want to know how that works, we can talk offline. It's way more complicated than it should be. Yavapai County Fire Chief Hugh from the County Emergency Management has retired. He's been a huge help for us over the years and will be missed. He's being replaced by Randy Carter, retired Daisy Mountain firefighter. Fortunately, Randy and I have known each other for years, which hopefully makes this transition a little easier for us. PRCC, there's a new director running the dispatch center. His name is Rob Martin. I met him, and he seems to be reasonably familiar with our department. Which may seem like not worth mentioning, but our department has some quirks. And the fact that, you know, decision makers at the dispatch center, you know, are in touch with that is pretty important, actually. Procurement SCB order continues to drag on. Supposedly, it'll ship next week to the company we work with in Phoenix, and then they will drive it up.
Interest in under Yavapai County Fire Chiefs, you have Hugh, H-U-G-H, at the first word, and then Huge, H-U-G-E. Okay, there it is. I can always get those two words confused when I'm trying to write them.
He's been a huge help. He's been a huge help. is that what just happened?
He's a huge loss.
No,
it was a huge loss.
I'm like,
So, Roger, you say there's some quirks, like communication quirks, that need to be known, or?
We are the only all-volunteer department in the center. We do things a little differently in that, so for example, if with Groom Creek, if Engine 41 is in service, Engine 41 goes to everything. We don't necessarily do that here. If it's the simplest example, if we're called out for a wildland fire, if only two of us show up immediately, we take 85 because that has two seatbelts.
Gotcha.
If somehow four or five of us show up immediately, or more than two, show up immediately, we take 80 because it has more seatbelts.
Interesting.
And so, this, you know, it sounds to the for this room that was new. That sort of flexibility with not being thrown by the fact that they just dispatch patrol 80, but we're taking 85. It, you know, is a potential source of frustration, but they seem to work as one example.
Okay, cool. Well,
not so much frustration, but confusion.
Well, it's not the way it's generally done. They don't understand the dynamics of our department.
Okay. Any other questions for Roger?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the Fire Chief's report.
Johnny O moves.
Second.
Sean, seconder seconds. Okay.
Channel.
All in favor?
That's right.
Okay. Committee reports. Now, Rudy, I think we added you into the agenda here, but talk about it? Or we already talked about it. Do we talk about it with Mary, or what are you going to talk about?
Not the potato patch.
Not the potato patch.
No, that's you.
Yeah, you were just you were wanting to talk about the overhead thing here that you completed.
I already did, but if you want to.
That was in our meeting. So you got to do it again out here.
Okay, restate.
We're doing five small, minor improvement work here. We're fixing up the heat tape on the water line here. That was going to repair the door on the pump house. We're going to add a sidewalk at the rear exit of the building. We're going to add a concrete curb at the entry drive.
You want to put a horseshoe pit in?
You got one.
Okay.
And then, no, it's your business. I'm done.
Okay.
Oh, Roy's going to put together a kind of a budget estimated cost, just so we have an idea what this is going to run.
Okay.
So,
an estimate. Yeah.
It's all minor stuff, but.
Sure. But you're talking $4,000 or $5,000, right?
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. Time you're done.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks, Rudy. Anything else? Old business, Potato Patch Building. I have the agreement here, which I think we had forwarded around to everybody to be at, and then I sent it to Bill Karosh. If you haven't read it and you want to read it, it's here. It's pretty much, did I send it to everybody? Did anybody seen it?
No. What is it?
It's the agreement, the lease agreement for the fire department, for the firehouse up there. You want to see it?
No.
It's just a bunch of crap. It has to be notarized. Is anybody in town here a notary? I got to go to town to get it notarized. Yeah, lawyers, they just got to love them. That's all there is to it.
Well, I got to go to the bank to drop off a check.
You want to sign it?
I guess if I'm able to.
Sure, I don't know why you couldn't. You're an officer in the corporation, right? So you could certainly do that.
Then
you could read it, right?
When do both of these have to be signed and notarized?
Yes, he's already signed and notarized it. Okay, this agreement just goes through that we're going to maintain it. We're going to, keep a truck up there. They wanted a specific truck, and we said no to that. We'll have a truck if it's available to put up there. And Crosh looked at it, made some changes. They sent it back, and they have this all that stuff. So. Rudy?
Why do we want to maintain that building?
Let me see what it says.
When we initially worked with them, we sent a letter, we mentioned that in the letter too. We agreed to maintaining it initially.
That doesn't make sense to me. Right or wrong, doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
There's certainly people that live there that are qualified to look at the building once or twice a week. For us to call over there and see that just because it doesn't make sense. But if that's what we agreed to, I'm fine with it.
Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. Yeah. Landlord shall be solely responsible for maintaining the storage garage.
Okay.
Keeping it in good repair and aesthetically attractive with the exception of any improvement to the storage garage made by the tenant. Which tenant shall be responsible for maintaining as outlined herein? However, in the event that tenant's actions or neglect causes damage to the storage garage, tenant will be responsible for any and all repairs needed to restore the garage to its previous condition, like backing into the door. All maintenance and repairs to any and all fire trucks or other related equipment shall be performed at a location away from the potato patch area. All maintenance and repairs will be solely at tenant's reasonable discretion and tenant's expense.
So
I
got it.
I misunderstood that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're maintaining it.
They're maintaining it. Right.
That's a good rule.
Yeah.
Well, who covers the gas for the heater?
We do.
Oh. The heater's on.
Okay.
What we should do is whoever that person is that they designate as their maintenance person, that I should be in touch with them.
Okay.
Because something happens with the question.
Sure, that'll be practice. And I think... more than likely, it'll be your fireman that keeps track of what's going on there, right?
Mo? I think he'd be in favor of doing that, but we've not talked about it.
Okay. Yeah, good. He'll keep track of what's going on there, if it's right, wrong, or whatever. And,
he lives like 150 yards away from the building.
Yeah.
Now, do the insurance policies have to be rewritten?
No.
Actually, I've already taken care of having that building insured under the WFPA umbrella, our policy. And I'm guessing they don't need their own policy. I'm guessing they don't have one. I haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah. The insurance landlord is the owner of the storage shall carry and keep in effect other property casualty insurance coverage that will protect the storage garage in the event of damage, vandalism, and fire. Tenant will carry and keep in effect the following insurance coverages during the entire term. Property casualty insurance.
Say that piece again. I'm sorry.
Tenant will carry.
Uh-huh.
Property casualty insurance. Fire truck, any related equipment or other personal equipment, commercial general liability insurance, Excess liability insurance shall include contractual liability covering tenants' indemnity. You want to read this?
I'm going to have to, because that piece doesn't necessarily make sense. They don't have to insure anything.
Well, they're doing it. They're covering the garage.
Well,
landlord as the owner of the storage garage.
Who's landlord?
They are.
Okay, and we're owner, though, correct?
No, we're the tenant.
Okay.
They're the owner.
They're owner and landlord.
Backwards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shall carry and keep and effect property casualty insurance coverage that will protect landlord will protect the garage.
Okay. You know what? I've got my head wrapped around it, which means we don't need to insure that building. It probably would be a lot cheaper, but technically, if we don't own it, we can't insure it. We have no vested interest.
Right.
Right.
What?
Are they aware that they're responsible for the insurance?
They wrote the stupid thing.
Okay.
Sure. So are they? They must insure it under their HOA.
Do we insure the contents?
Mm-hmm. The truck is
like
covered under. The truck is covered under our existing policy,
right.
Regardless of where it lives.
Right.
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 You know, beyond that, it's a couple of shovels and the extension cord.
Okay, I'm going to have to do a little research. And then is it their HOA that actually is insuring the building as far as you know?
Yes.
Okay.
Or is it the water company?
I think it's the HOA.
Okay.
The water company is owned by the HOA.
So. Okay, gotcha. And then is that Kurt?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll talk to Kurt. We'll figure out.
We don't have to pay for water or anything.
My first thought is anything we have to pay to keep that thing up and running is, boy, that's such a vital statistical place to have a building and a truck, you know, right?
So
well,
I have a question.
What?
I have a question.
Sure.
Still on the potato patch building.
Right.
When the permit was it issued as including the heating system?
I don't know.
To look at. And I wondered if that's the reason that they didn't do it ahead of time. It's just one more inspection or one more.
Well, when I asked Bill, not to dwell on this, but, you know, if it was an issue of consternation 6 months ago, why is it not a problem today?
I mean, it is.
So I'm not going to send somebody down there to the county and go, what the hell are you doing in here?
Yeah.
I told you you're not going to have a heating system or something like that, but if we didn't get a permit or it was not included on the permitted plans and we now intend on going to get a new permit just for that work.
Yeah.
Two separate issues.
I'll call Mark Aaron. I gotta talk to Mark this afternoon anyway, so
okay.
I'll ask.
I'll get you guys together.
Yeah, that's a good
about
question,
that
though, Rudy. Yeah, why raise a red flag down there?
I don't want to send somebody to slaughter
right. No, I know. Well, I don't have the answer, you know, Rudy. You know, so get your hammer and start hitting somebody else. I know.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay,
all right,
so anyway,
yeah.
Do you want to approve signing this lease?
Yes, I do.
I want to make you make the motion since you're the guy.
I'll make a motion that we sign the potato patch lease as presented.
Okay, very good. And Sean seconds.
Okay.
Any more discussion about this? One favor.
The only downside for me would just be the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I get my head wrapped around it now. They bought this building. I kept thinking we bought it. No,
we have no money to ask,
and they purchased the whole thing.
They did.
Right.
That's right.
Right. We're basically renting it from them. Okay.
Yeah. But this agreement,
is
lawyers, we needed is a two-paragraph handwritten note that says, we'll put a truck up there, you own the building, you know, everything else is fine.
Right.
But you give it to lawyers, and then you end up with all this stuff.
They get paid by the word.
But we love them. We just love the heck out of them. That's all I'm saying. All right. Well, let's get to Conrad.
All right.
Look at the guy usually sleeping still, and, you know, here he is waiting.
During our executive session, somebody remarked that this newsletter was probably one of the best ones we've seen.
I heard that. I remember that. Yeah.
Yep. So, Conrad, thank you very, very much.
Yeah, well done. Really looked great. The pictures are great. It's...
And your wife.
Yeah.
My wife.
And your wife.
And it was a privilege and an honor to be able to do it for you guys. And I also wanted to say that from my first experience with this, there was, you know, people getting stuff too late, there was communication issues. This time, laid out a schedule, laid out deadlines. Everybody got everything to me on time. The advertisers got everything to me on time. The guy from Potato Patch got me stuff. Everybody did a great job, and I just really appreciate it. It made my job easier. So thank you to everybody. Standing ovation in my head. Thank you very much.
Right, and you spun it out in record time, which is great. We get this thing out now, and it's well before the Christmas season for people to make the donations for 2019 tax season. So that really is great.
It's what I do.
Yeah. Right on.
I'm not good at much, but I'm good at
it. Do you want this envelope? Just to hold it in? Okay. Well, anyway, thanks, Conrad. Great job. And what's your wife's name?
Victoria.
Victoria, thank you.
And she also looked at the logo again.
Yeah, okay.
She loves your logo. When we actually got down and started looking and poking at it, it's an awesome logo, and she never changed it.
Makes sense. All right. So then the only other thing that I had similar, I guess, slogan.
Who are you?
Slogan.
Do we need a Walker slogan? Where the gold meets the sun. I don't know. Something we talked about maybe putting it on a license plate or on, I don't know.
Who's we?
You know, we, the royal we.
No.
Yeah, you and me, myself, and I.
Yeah.
Walker, there's something in the water.
It's the altitude.
Yeah. It must be the altitude. But you know what? I just kind of want to start thinking about that. I think it would just need to have a funny slogan on a T-shirt or on our bumper stickers.
Oh, I think slogans and things like that are kind of common. I have them in my business, and I have, you know, slogans and say things. But if you have a good one that you want to present to the board, and if anybody else has one they want to bring to the board,
I think it's something that's worth putting some thought to.
Sure, going to send some
you have some eggnog over Christmas, and you think, yeah.
But don't surprise us at a board meeting with it. Just, you know, call ahead of
time.
You needed this. You don't know how much you needed this. Your life is getting a little too lackluster.
The slogans are fine.
High
charge. They use them. Yeah, right.
We need more hijinks and jocularity.
I think you get a little bit too comfortable in that chair today.
All right, that's right.
Restructure. I have not talked to Bill anymore about this, so it's just a matter of my schedule being very busy, and it's getting busier all the time. So it's just a matter of sitting down with him and figuring out. It takes 15, 20 minutes to make an LLC and get it done. But I think we need to have some better explanation of the reason for doing it. I'm not really convinced. I don't think John is convinced. And
now with the restructure of the bank, you know, we're gonna be, you know, the active money will become in a smaller account.
Yeah, but they can still Bill Karash is saying that you can reach that money because it's all on the same.
Owned by us.
It's owned by us.
Right.
But he's saying we could put a divider in there so that it wouldn't be owned by us. Mm-hmm. Or it would be owned by separate people. You'd have to sue both entities.
Well, then we could take the money market and maybe reopen that under a different.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
It's all
such a
the money market.
Because
we've got $6 million worth of liability. Something happens, boy. Somebody gets injured. We're way, way covered. You know, it's such a long shot. I understand his job is to say, I need to make sure you guys are protected, and this will be my suggestion. And I get it, and I appreciate it.
Right.
Well, for the amount, you know, that we're trying to protect,
right?
Which is the cash in the bank, right?
Right, right. No. All cash.
Trucks.
Really, it's really all cash.
All
we've got 212,000. 212,000. Yeah, yeah.
It's everything. Assets.
Cash is easy. Nobody wants to sue for a fire truck, but cash is a good thing, and we've got a lot of it. Yeah.
But that can fluctuate. Say if we went and bought a new truck, that cash could drop down.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
And so, you know, and we've been actually building the cash reserve for the last
10 years or so.
Yeah,
really significantly. Roger was saying that when you started here, we had 40,000 bucks or something.
Five.
Wait, no.
Yes.
Get out.
We had $5,000 when I became treasurer in 2003.
Yeah.
Then we had a fire here that was pretty big, the Pine Fire by Myrta May's house.
Okay.
And we got a $34,000 check, and we were off from there.
Yeah. From whom? For what? $34,000 check.
From this fire.
Okay.
It went on for a week. We had water tenders there.
Yeah.
All day, every day for like a week.
Wow, okay, jeez.
And like you say, that was...
Do they pay you for trucks that you put in the fire in your area anymore?
Not anymore.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No mas.
Right.
No. Yeah. They said, what the heck?
But since then, just generosity and great fundraisers and not and keeping really a good lid on expenses, and next thing you know, wow.
Yeah. It's basically the expenses.
Right.
That have been, we've asked, and we've, yeah. We've
so now we're going to have WFPA road grading and plowing, snow plowing?
So I'll continue to talk. We'll talk to Bill Krosh and get some kind of a explanation of why he wants. He thinks it's a good idea. And I think you guys had even talked about your corporations doing similar things, but you're talking about millions of dollars. I think on those corporations, not $100,000.
So. Right.
okay, new business. Somebody had asked to put this on the agenda to talk about the Vera Griscoll Sunday School bill, and then he retracted his offer.
Would you like to know why?
I know, yeah.
Here's my logic.
Yeah.
Right or wrong, it doesn't matter, but just for the record, there's probably a handful of people here that have gone to Sunday school or that know that we even have a Sunday school.
Yeah.
There's a lesser handful of people that have ever attended Sunday school. And, you know, to me, it's a lost thing, and there's probably less. There's two digressions there. The last one is, how many people have ever heard the Sunday school? I listened to it for years because Vera would ring that thing and wake up the whole thing. But, you know, and I've taken, you know, if you brought that in as you know, a donation, I just think it would get lost. I really do. So I'm going to hold on to it for a while. And I don't know.
We can go buy our own bell if we want.
Well, this one is obviously has historical value.
Right? It does. Right. Yeah.
And it's worth about $2,000. It's dated and stamped and still in working order and all this stuff. And it has nothing to do with money, but it has to do with the value that, you know, that it means a lot to me.
I'm so disappointed that that house has deteriorated like that. Is he going to tear the whole thing down?
No, he's building a guest house.
Oh.
A BRB.
But is he going to,
Another.
Is he going to repair that house?
Oh, he's repaired it already.
Oh, he has.
The other guy has been for 2 years.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
He traded his labor for a $60,000 pickup, but he did a beautiful job inside. It is stunning.
Well, that's great that things like that are going on, because that house, boy, oh boy, they held square dances in that place. We held square dances at our place, and, you know, they had gatherings in those houses. It was, you know, really, it was a much smaller
community.
Where's
the house?
100 feet from me up
there. Oh, okay.
It's very difficult to get there because...
Look at your house to the right. Is it the one to the right?
Actually, looking at my house, it's to the left.
Okay.
Up the hill.
Right up the hill. There. But you got to go that road that comes down from Pine Mountain down. Is that guy so cranky about people driving across his land?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Keith?
No.
Not Keith.
Not regular.
Called me one day. Oh, he called me because he wanted
Riggs,
some
John Riggs.
That's it. He wanted
no, it's not John Riggs.
Done.
It's the guy up higher.
Right.
When you'd come off of Pine Mountain on
the great
road.
Job you referred to me. Oh, thank you so much.
This
wow.
is a very narrow,
His house is this far from the road.
Yes.
So the only one I go up there during the week.
Yeah.
Not there.
Yeah. Yeah. And people use it. Okay, so the Sunday school bell will be rung at your neighborhood, and
well,
you got a bagpipe guy across the street, so he'll be playing the bagpipe.
Oh,
he'll
man.
Be ringing the bell, and Mona's going to be, you know, grinding her rocks. So
I'm going to get my accordion on it. Okay, so
anything else for new business? But,
I got one
okay.
other new business here.
Okay,
who takes care of the plowing of our pad out here in front? Do we have a designated person?
No,
I watching that all with Don Lay.
Don Lay has done it.
He's
been designated. Mark Keegan has done it as well.
I know Mark has done it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I've done an ATV. I've done it a couple of times.
All right.
Don't we have a snow plow here?
No, we have
a
snow blower. It's like a big auto drive snow blower, but it's a donation.
Why do we need plowers then if we have a
snow blower? Because a snow plow,
it won't
12 minutes, that thing is done.
Okay.
And that, You get someone behind that little craftsman. That's a long.
Well, what I want to do is have a designated person, so that I'm not making phone calls at 2 a.m. This person would agree to say, I'm the guy, and I'll be there, you know, whatever, just to, that's what I'm going to try to do.
Okay. Does anyone know
Do you know of anybody that have some prospects in mind?
Well, Keith is. I mean, he's older, but he's got a little thing, and Gene has a snowplow. And
okay.
Not a snowplow. But
okay, so you're talking about,
You want to be the guy? Think about it, Conrad, and then let me know.
Okay, I did, right? When you asked
Because I just think we got through this a couple times already. It's a pain in the ass.
Right.
Calling somebody, I'm not in town.
Yes, that's what Don Lay. Yes, he's oftentimes not here.
Yeah.
Does anyone know if he's here full time now? Any idea?
Yeah, he's here.
Okay. I mean, he may be just the one that says he's been doing it, and if he, but I know what you're asking for is someone that'll sign on and say, we get 8 inches, I'm there.
I'm there. Yeah.
Yeah, we get 2 inches, it'll melt. You know.
Right. You need help
prepping
that thing?
No, just.
Okay.
Anyway,
so you're gonna take care of. Okay. Yeah. Snow plow the.
Okay. Oh, you want to be the guy?
And that also
you can be back
an ATV. Don Lay has a yellow equipment.
Yeah, he has
For 3 inches or something, for 24 inches or whatever it was.
The backhoe will do it. Yeah.
Have you ever used that floor?
No. I don't think it's even had gas in it since I got it donated.
Whoever's doing the plowing,
well, your video cameras out there with a measuring stick, and they can actually watch it from their home.
You can tell.
You can look on the regular cameras on the local website.
Yeah, but you also see where, like, I mentioned.
Okay, so Rudy, you're gonna get the list of people that'll do the plowing, right? Okay, so that's done. All right,
cool.
Okay.
And that includes the trash, right? You got to clear out the thing in front of the trash and spread cinders so we don't have slippery ice out there.
Speaking of which, I'm glad you said that. When I came in today, I thought it's probably time to get our cinder delivered. Mm-hmm. Now, Terry Piskey used to do that. I don't know if it had anything to do with that chair or not, but he had a guy with the county he would call that would bring cinders up. Does anyone else know?
That's Joe, probably.
Joe?
Yeah, the road guy.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, you got them through, you think?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah, it came from the county.
And we've got a great spot for it now that we've kind of backed it up in.
You should have talked to Mary.
Oh, we should have.
You know what? If she's going to give us 50 to 100K to fix the drainage problem once and for all,
we can
handle cinders, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Related to this, someone brought this idea to me, and I thought it was a great idea, of putting 55-gallon barrels in a couple of spots. Like right in front of Rocky's old place is one spot. Clyde, I think maybe the top of Marion Bay is one spot. But, you know, get a half a dozen barrels or more, put them up there, and then from there, ball is in people's court to load up, put cinders in so that they're there at the ready as opposed to coming down and getting 4 buckets at a time or whatever in the middle of a storm.
Yeah, that pile's still at Mary May. It's gotten quite a smaller bit.
Yeah. Oh, you have a pile there?
There's still a pile up the pile.
Okay, I didn't know.
But it's just a pile on the... It's not in a barrel or anything?
Huh?
Because he hit me up for barrels. Oh no. Someone else brought it to me. So were they cindering in front of Router's place?
It's right behind the building there.
Right, but I mean in terms of where they put them down. Were they cindering in front of Router's? Do you know who that is?
I don't know. No, I don't.
You know where that huge house is at the corner of New State? You go up your driveway, you go past Howerton, that huge house right on the corner there?
Yeah.
Okay, one more down, that older cabin?
Yeah.
That's the trouble spot, and that's where the cinders need to go. So I'm asking you, were cinders put down there last winter?
I put them down there when I was up there quite a bit.
Okay.
I put down there and put them on the road.
And do they freeze in place, though? That would be my concern.
No, it's that corner is really bad because it's so shaded and
right.
It cambers into the corner and freezes like that. So I'd often just put drop cinders down there.
So if you have a pile there, do they freeze, though? That's my concern.
Really?
You could.
I mean, if you dig into them, you can.
You can break them up.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a layer of snow on top, and then you just dig into it. Yeah.
Okay. That's my concern.
Who would be responsible for getting the barrels, and where would you get the barrels from?
Well, so I guess I'm asking for input. I can go get the barrels. If anyone has any thoughts,
on a good place to go for that. Someone said Sturm Ruger to me that they use, I don't know what, and then they have them left over. So I can reach out to them and see if we can get them.
Would they be metal barrels or plastic barrels?
I'm thinking metal.
And you know what?
But whatever they are.
My friend Norm used to get plastic 55-gallon barrels from one of the, like, Coke distributor near...
What would plastic
be? Lowe's by Calvary Church.
Then you have an issue of picking up the plastic eventually.
What do you mean, picking it up?
Well, the plastic, those barrels aren't going to last forever.
They're pretty tough.
Yeah, they're durable. Like a million years or whatever.
Yeah, they're durable. But it would just be easier to move around for some person. But then the question is, how do you fill that stinking thing? Because then it's so heavy, you can't move it.
Are we better off doing just piles?
Yeah, I think piles are better.
You know, I keep in my truck all the time, two Home Depot.
Me too.
Buckets.
I think piles are better, but it's easier if you cover them.
Yeah. But then,
of course, someone with a backhoe needs to go and sprinkle, make sure that those piles are maintained, you know, knowing where they are.
You either need to dump the pile or fill the bucket.
Do I want to get into road maintenance?
No.
Well, that's not what I was
proposing. Just get me a couple of barrels.
Get a couple.
There's your barrel.
Yeah, just pitch in
there.
Right.
Well, if we do something, if something like if one of you or somebody of us, some of us do something like that, make arrangements when you make arrangements to drop cinders, the county will drop them wherever you probably like because it's good for them too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And like on the Sheldon, they could probably put a pile of cinders if nobody objected to that. You could probably even get a pile of cinders down there at where the mailboxes are. Yeah, if those people would say, you know, welcome back and wherever else you think that you might be able to put them, and then make the announcement, you know, use an email.
They're here and where they're located.
Right, and the fact that they're here at the firehouse. Because not everybody knows that there's senders here to come and get. Right.
I usually put out a little note every year in just the WFPA website saying, senders are here, bring your buckets and get them filled up. Real quick question. What size vehicle do they drop these cinders off with?
It's a huge truck.
A dump truck.
Yeah,
it's
and massive. Could it get to all these little locations, these satellite locations we're talking about?
Well, it's dry, sure.
Okay. All right. So then someone would really have to coordinate with the driver to say, here's the GPS point where you need to put these three piles of cinders other than here.
I suppose. And if nothing else, we just call Dwight.
That's right. And have him say, I'll take a full bucket.
If you wanted to.
Or just put it down like at Sheldon, like you said, and let the folks worry about it.
If people didn't mind, I think I've already been hit up.
I have a big chunk around Sheldon up there, and the neighbors are wanting me to dump some up there.
Okay.
That hill's always nasty.
Okay, any else, anybody else new business? Community announcements. Anybody have anybody from WCAA here today? Rudy.
What did
we resolve?
You'll call the dude.
You're going to call the dude. You're going to get them out here and then see if they're willing to put them in other locations around the community.
The locations is up to me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or communicate with Roger because he's had some ideas. Right.
Call me later
and
say, where's my cinders?
Why did you put them there?
He has
charges
from the trucks, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I mean, the main thing, Rudy, I think the main thing here, and if the county's willing to put them other places.
Right.
Here's what I want to do. Just a suggestion. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have them dump it here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then we can figure out where we want to put it. It's getting a bucket to move them around.
Trevor can come down with a big bucket.
Right.
Let's get them here and kind of figure out what we're going to do.
Okay.
And then
simplify that.
And if you're going to do that, you might get a bigger load than we've had before so that you can disperse it.
Okay.
Any announcements? Firewise not here. WCAA not here. Public Forum. Conrad, anything to say to us for a couple of minutes? Thanks. All right. A brief discussion about these comments from the community?
No discussion.
Roger.
I'd like to make a motion to end the November board meeting.
All right. Second?
Second.
John Murphy seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
I'm going to turn this off.